Hi guys, and welcome to Jay's Talk. It's your favorite girl. Yes, my voice is a bit hoarse because I've had a little bit of cold and I have just not been able to do a podcast for you guys. But today, yeah, I said I have to do this because I miss you guys so much. You guys are my family and I don't like to disappoint family, you know? So I'm really, really sorry, and please manage my voice. So let's get into the tea of today while my voice is still okay. Yeah, so, you know, I figured something out. Most people torture themselves. You know, sorrow is a created emotion from the brain. Yes, there's certain things you can see and you can decide not to be sad. Sometimes we create sorrow. A lot of people, when they don't have money and they go to the internet and they're seeing people doing so well that they know or people younger than them, they induce self-sadness. I call it induced self-sadness. You start to force yourself to cry. Oh Lord, am I a potato? Oh Lord, am I an onion? Why is my case like this? Why am I not making progress? And then they cry and cry. And they'll be shouting, God, help me if you're my father. Honey, baby, you are not praying. You're murmuring and God doesn't like murmurers. And I have come to understand, God does not respond to tears. He responds to his word. That is why he gave us the word of God. The word of God is God. It's in the Bible. The word of God is God. His word is a living, breathing being. Only it's a spirit being, so you can't see it. So you have to believe in his word for things to come to pass for you. And don't believe in it because you want something to work for you. Believe it because it is true. It is the guide. It is the manual for life. Everything that pertains to life is in the Bible. All you have to do is take out time to study. Instead of you to cry, use his word to speak to him. Remind him. Speak to him with his word. And you'll be able to see changes. Not just the word. The other spiritual laws you have to do. A lot of people want shortcuts. A lot of people are looking for magicians. They're not really looking for God. And that's why you hear people say, oh, I no longer go to church. Oh, I no longer believe in the church. Who is the church, honey? We are the church. You know, some days back, I woke up and I just really wanted to self-induce myself to cry because I felt I should give myself self-pity or I don't know, but that was the devil speaking to me. As soon as I just spoke, I remember my pastor said, we should always speak. Use your mouth to speak what you want. And he said, I'm full of joy. I'm full of God's goodness. I am abundantly rich. I have money. I receive money expected and unexpected ways. Money comes to me. You know, these words of affirmation are things that unbelievers say and it comes to pass for them. And then you listen to them. And because their life looks lavish, you say, ah, plenty of God to say this in every day. But then your pastor says, she says, you're like, I beg, we don't need to talk to see how many years it hasn't worked. It's funny how the mind of a Christian works. All I'm trying to say today is God has given us the power of life and death in our tongue. He has also given us the power of abundance, the power of joy, love, laughter, the fruit of the spirit, which we can control. Whenever you're feeling down, instead of crying, speak into the atmosphere. Speak what you know you want to be. It might not be so easy, but you have to learn how to use your words to correct what is around you. These are things that we need to start doing for ourselves, especially in this trying time where things are going to get harder. But as children of God, we would always come above it. We will always stand right above it. So you have to use your word to speak. Because if you accept what everybody says, when people are talking, this economy is hard, or more, everybody's sakpa, and you say, sakpa won't keep me. You know, there's some things I no longer find as jokes, like, sakpa united. No. I don't find it funny. I'm not going to call sakpa. I refuse. And the funny thing about it is, what we've not come to understand, people start, subsidy has come up. People start to, you know, manage. Subsidy. I beg of the light of the light. You know how much units now? That mentality is a poverty mentality. I'm not advising you to become wasteful, but I'm also trying to tell you that rich people, in this kind of situation, this subsidy has affected everybody from up to down. Now, the people up would sit down, would stay up and think harder on ways to make more money, on ways to sustain their business so that they do not go down on the lifestyle they're used to, but they go up. Why should you decide to go down and not think? A lot of people are very comfortable with the level they are. And when they see other people going higher, God help me, I want to be like this person. Can you do what that person is doing? Do you know the night the person is born in? Do you know the kind of sacrifice the person is making? You know? So all I'm trying to encourage us is hold on to the Bible, hold on to your word, and hold on to the word of God, which is your word. Your word should be the word of God at every time. And you will start to see things changing. Say your words of affirmation that have connection with the Bible. I am full of God's love. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am not a failure. You know, God's time is the best time for me. There is time and season for everything. My season is coming, and when it comes, I will have bountiful harvest, and things will start to manifest in your life. And I pray this day that God will help you and God will give you the grace to carry on, in Jesus' name. Bye, guys, and see you next time on Jay's Talk. Love you. Mwah.